Monday night, or Yud Dalet Elul. Hey, we're learning in Elul, we're trying to cover some mitzvahs minadam achadero, and tonight we're going to take a look at the mitzvah of Bikocholim, which is Gemilas Chasodim, certainly, but it's a specific, it's specific. The Gemara, it's v'halachta bedrocha. The Gemara says, "Mahu mevaker cholim mafato," and pasuk by Avraham Avinu, of course, by Vayera, that Hashem bol mevaker sacholim. As she says, so besides general the ahavtol v'yachal kamolcha and the general gemilas chasodim, so it's specific. The diyun, if it's called the arise, if it's called the rabbonon, this already is a mafalpel about. More in the Dorim and other sugyas that talk about Bikur Cholem, talk about it in very, very intense terms. If you're not Mevakeh Cholem, Kilu Shofech Domim. There's a lot of aspects to Bikur Cholem. One aspect is, One aspect is, I guess, taken up by, you know, giving him Eitzus, and, you know, seeing that his needs are being taken care of. If he doesn't know what to do, you know, you talk things over, help him decide what to do, or put him in touch with the right people. You look in on him, and you're stirred to action to make sure that things are out of mahalach, to whatever degree you're able to, can move on. Shtam to be mechazikim, a chola feels like, you know, you can get very, it's not hard to get depressed, which is very bad for your health. It's a lot of studies about how being in a good mood and cheerfulness and happiness has a direct hashpa on your health. And this is what Chazal saw and felt, because a big part of Bikur Cholem, maybe the main part of Bikur Cholem, is not to be mechazik him and to be ma'odeid him and to show him that he's not forgotten and that people care about him. Nowadays, if anyone, I'm sure a lot of people have had experience, unfortunately, with people in the hospital. Hospital is a very dangerous place. If you don't look in on a person and they don't see that there's someone that's coming to be mefakeach, it's very bad. It's very bad. Everybody's had experience with hospitals. I mean, they try their best, you know, but they're overwhelmed with work and they ignore the people that don't bother them. It's sort of like a Rebbe. You should bother your son's Rebbe also. The Rebbeim pay, unfortunately, the Metzius says that the Rebbeim pay attention to the kids who they know the father nudges them and bothers them and asks them questions. How's my son doing and why this and why that? I'd say once a week. I know I veered off from Bikur Cholem, but I'm giving some chinuch advice. I tell my children, my married children, that is, my children's too late already, my married children, I tell them once a week. They should bother the child's Rebbe once a week. Not more than that, because you don't want to become a pain in the neck. But not less than that. I think once a week's a good average. Anyway, if you've ever had a cholem in the hospital, you know that it's the same story there. They take better care of people. With my father, Olivar Shalom, we actually saw on the chart, the family's a little nuts. Like, be careful, pay attention to this cholem. they wrote it on the chart. It's a metzius. It's known. But Chazal saw that also. So first of all, let's make a list. You mechazik him and you put him in a good mood that he's not forgotten about. That has a direct influence on his health. You help him. Sometimes he doesn't know what to do. You make sure he's getting the right medicine. You know, they can mess up the medicine and you see he has effects that don't make any sense, side effects. An ikar gadol is also to be mispalel for him. You stirred to be mispalel for him. This is what the Rambam says. It's based on a Gemara. And if you go to him and you see him and you look in on him, so you're stirred to be mispalel for him. So you have all of these in Yonim, and that's much, much more. Obviously, it's a section in Shulchan Aruch, but this is the mitzvah of Bikur Cholem. Okay.